From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting a U.S. warning to Russia about Syrian airstrikes. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accuse Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage air campaigns in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial. Russia began bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. At least 10 people were killed and 7 wounded in a shooting Thursday at a small community college in the northwest U.S. city of Roseburg, Oregon. The gunman was killed in a police shootout. Law enforcement officials have identified him as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer. Authorities believe he was familiar with Umpqua Community College. A few hours after the shootings, a visibly angry President Obama spoke at the White House, demanding the American people push Congress to pass what he called common-sense gun laws. He said Americans have become numb to what has become somewhat routine in the U.S., a mass shooting, followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. And the general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendere turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital of Ouagadougou. This is VOA News.